today on the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we are pleased to be joined on the line by Rajan Sawhney, the Transportation Minister for the Province of Alberta. I guess, first of all, Minister, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Thank you. It's my pleasure. I'm actually really happy to be joining you again today. It's been a while since we spoke.
All right. Well, the main topic we kind of want to cover a bit today, of course, we're kind of sort of the end of the construction season, which saw quite a bit of work happening all around the province when it came to road construction, including quite a number of big projects happening up here in the northwestern part of the province as well. What can you tell us about what all we had happen up here?
Well, there's a couple of big projects that are happening. First of all, there was the Highway 43 that was improved between Fox Creek and Valley View, so that's in the region, and we did more than 40 kilometers of paving. There was a safety rest area, an intersection improvement, which included the big stone road, and so all that work has been completed, and it's been valued at about $14 million, and that work also included supporting 83 jobs. So that was one. The rehab of the Peace River Arch Bridge is still ongoing, and that work is going to be completed in 2022. And then there is the Highway 684 slide repair. That work started this past summer and is going to continue throughout the winter, and hopefully it'll be completed in 2022 as well.
Yeah, and one thing that is certainly interesting when it comes to some of those projects like that is kind of some of the jobs it creates and kind of helping the economy. It comes to not just obviously the construction work happening there, but like here in Peace River, you talk about the bridge project and those construction workers, they're in their community, they're spending their money at local restaurants and things like that. So there's really a lot of sort of economic spinoff that can come to sort of work that happens like this.
Absolutely, and that's the reason why we accelerated some of these capital projects. They weren't necessarily on the project list for the next year or even for the year after that, but considering the state of the economy, especially, right at the start of the pandemic when everything just kind of went sour, we felt it was really important to accelerate these projects. Number one, they are critically important infrastructure, right? And it's important to do some of these improvements, and the bridge rehab program was very important. But secondly, you're right, it does create employment, it creates jobs, it benefits the local economy. Folks who live and work out there, they're going to spend and invest in their economy, and that creates this multiplier effect, and it's a stimulus, and it was important that the government step in. Governments can't do a whole lot in terms of forecasting exactly what's going to happen in the economy, but these are specific measures that we can take. And certainly, I think in the Peace River area and the region, we have seen the benefit of that. But all over the province, there's over 172 projects that were looked at in 2021, and they were worth almost $1.5 billion. And all of those projects had associated jobs with them.
One thing that's definitely interesting about kind of sort of the region of the province that we're in, that we're kind of close to a couple of Alberta's neighbors. You go a little bit west of here, you're going to end up in kind of the northeastern part of BC around Doss Creek, Fort St. John, that area. You go north of here, you end up up in the territory. So with these kinds of projects, how much does it help with improving the economy and helping trade with Alberta's neighbors out there?
Yeah, well, whenever we invest in our infrastructure and we make it more resilient and we make it easier, like twinning, for example, these are very, very important projects because highways are economic corridors. Not only are they roads that the average person travels on to get from point A to point B, but we've got a lot of commercial truck drivers on these roads as well and who are using these bridges. And that's why it's critically important to make sure that they're maintained and we're creating more resiliency because trade does depend on that. And certainly what we've seen with the BC storms has really highlighted and emphasized the fact that infrastructure is very important for trade and economy and supply chains. And that is something that I will be focusing on more carefully, specifically up in the north, right? I think there's so much potential to do more, to create more economic corridors and agri-food corridors, especially around the Peace River region. That is something that was brought to my attention by the municipal leaders when I was up there visiting last summer, and so I have a close eye on that. But back to your original question, trade is very important for Alberta, and we're all interconnected with the territories and provinces, and considering our global supply chain disruptions, collaboration and cooperation amongst us is the need of the day. It's more important now than it ever was before.
And you kind of mentioned how you were, you know, sort of up here in the north in the summer, and you know, one of the interesting, we talk about you know, building bridges and whatnot. One of the interesting ones that I know people around here want to, especially up in the Lacrete area, is obviously the bridge to replace the ferry at Tompkins Landing. And I know obviously there's been a lot of talks going on with the Paddle Prairie Métis Settlement. Also, when it comes to that, do you got any big of a kind of a better timeline of when gets people in the Lacrete area can, you know, maybe see some work potentially happening on that front?
Yes. Well, I know that the Paddle Prairie Métis Settlement has a new council, new folks that have been recently elected, and I'm really, really looking forward to meeting with them. I met with the previous council, and they were quite supportive of the bridge at that location. So that would be my first task that I need to do, to meet the new council and establish those relationships, and so I'm looking forward to that. So the project is in its early stages as of yet, but it is also one of those projects that is an important economic driver for the region. And it will be the first project under the FAST Act. So there will be some tolling involved until we recover the capital, and it was quite supported by many members in the local community. But there's a lot of work to be done, and I think job number one, as I mentioned, is to meet the new council and to sit down with them and to listen to their perspectives and viewpoints and talk about the project and see if we can, you know, have further conversations about what it's going to look like in terms of where the locations are going to look like, et cetera. But as I had mentioned to Kyle, this project is in its early stages. We're very optimistic and excited about the potential for this first project under the FAST Act and what it could mean for other projects in the region. And I would love to fill you in more as we get further along this coming year in 2022.
Definitely looking forward to seeing how that all goes. Now, finally, of course, whenever we have a guest join us here at the Training 55 Hot Seat, we always like to throw in a little personal question in there, kind of show the sort of the personal side of the politicians. Now, of course, we are coming up on the kind of holiday season. You know, a lot of people have their different sort of traditions and whatnot they like to do around this time of year. Now, when it comes to you and your household, what are some kind of notable things that you like to do around this time of year?
Well, we go all out at Christmas time. I've got four kids. We have grandparents who live with us. My parents aren't far away. And so we will spend as much time as we can together. The kids have decorated the house. I haven't really had much of an opportunity to look around very carefully. I've been traveling quite a bit. But it's all about family time. We'll try to get some skating in. Boxing Day, the girls love to go shopping. But for me, I think family is the most important thing. I'm just looking forward to spending time with my parents and my husband's parents and just resting and reflecting on the year and thinking about what I want next year to look like and all the work that's ahead of us. But yeah, Christmas time, Christmas is big in our household. We go all out to celebrate.
Well, certainly let you get in on that. Alberta Transportation Minister Rajan Sani, thanks for joining us at the Trending 55 Hot Seat today.
Thank you, Kyle. Always a pleasure. And I'd just like to wish all your listeners a very happy and safe holiday season, and to you as well.